brands.
And someone will win $3,000.
This is Jim Charbonneau for Twin City Subaru. Every sedan at Twin City Subaru will have a special price, a special low interest rate, and a special low lease payment offer.
It's our three-brand sedan sale. Choose the highest-rated sedans from Vermont's top three brands.
And someone will win $3,000.
Visit Twin City Subaru on Facebook for details on how to win. Every sedan in stock will have, number one, a special low price. Number two, a special low interest rate. And number three, a special low lease payment.
802 Toyota, Twin City Subaru, and 802 Honda are easy to find. Click on 802cars.com, call 224-6000, drive I-89 to exit 7. We're less than 1 minute off the interstate. 802cars.com, driving to be Vermont's number one sedan dealer.
It's time to get the story behind the story. Interviews with newsmakers, newsbreakers, and your phone calls. Radio Vermont presents The Mark Johnson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. A beautiful day today. Thanks for spending part of it with us. Nice weekend on tap. Forecaster Roger Hill even says next week, Wednesday, we're going to get the big heat wave. Tuesday, pretty hot, too. Thanks for joining us on the program. We got a full lineup for you today. We'll conclude the program today and talk about the upcoming Solar Fest that's going to be happening next week right here in the Waterbury-Duxbury area, an effort on the part of some local folks here to really increase the amount of solar panels that residents in this area have. So we'll chat about that coming up next hour. We'll check in with our White House crew as well. Later this hour, we're going to talk with a Palestinian gentleman who we've had on the program before, who happens to be back here in Vermont, get his take on the dreadful situation that's happening in the Middle East. We begin this morning. Let's give a nice home Radio Vermont welcome this morning to the Shumlin Administration Secretary. Jeb Spaulding is joining us. We've got a couple of questions about the marijuana study. Also, I did want to ask him about this question that's been raised by the Obama administration on having some of those border kids located here in Vermont. Secretary Spaulding, thank you very much for joining us. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
So what
weekend?
What
terrible for the folks over at the Gaza and Israel.
Oh, I mean, it just, you know, I was talking to Ken about this morning. I mean, the area of land that we're talking here, I mean, Israel itself is about 1.5 times the size of Connecticut, 5 times the size of Rhode Island. I mean, it's just a tiny area.
Yeah. Hey, I got an interesting, just, I know we're on a different topic, but somebody sent me a news article about a former Vermont student, actually Senator Hinda Miller's son, who was on a U.S. On an Israeli world lacrosse team, and they're in the finals. And I guess he teaches over in Israel now. And it was kind of interesting. He was a lacrosse star at UVM, and then I guess he's teaching lacrosse and teaching in Israel. And his perspective on it might be an interesting one on your show sometime.
Huh? Well, what did he tell you?
Just that, you know, they're trying to deal on a person-to-person basis, and when they're playing lacrosse against all these other teams, it sort of is on a different level than some of the politicians and the strife that's going on.
Sports can really be a bridge,
right?
What's the Obama administration asking Vermont to do in terms of these border kids?
Well, I mean, I think that the whole situation on the immigration and the children coming up from Central America is very fluid, and you know I think there's seems to be some difference of opinion about what's the right solution here, in terms of in Washington, even among Democrats and among Republicans, it's not all a partisan kind of an issue, but you know we've got obviously a humanitarian crisis, and Vermont has always been willing to step up and be helpful in those kind of situations. So right now, as I understand it, Mark, that the Obama administration is asking states, you know, to look into could they be helpful, how would they be helpful, would they have locations to report back and be prepared. And, the Shumlin administration hasn't made any commitments other than, you know, obviously we want to be helpful if we can. So, the administration is just going through the work to talk with folks about what the logistics would be and report back to Washington, and if the call comes, we would be prepared to try to be helpful.
Is there any obvious capacity?
I don't know the answer to that right now, Mark.
Okay. All right. How long?
And the reason I say that is because there are people in the administration that are working on this, but I have not been briefed in the last day or two myself. So I can't give you the update.
Let's talk about this pot study. I know it was included as part of a piece of legislation here. What is the RAND Corporation going to actually look at here?
Well, the RAND Corporation, first of all, just so people know, that when you hear the word corporation, sometimes you think of a profit company. The RAND Corporation is a nonprofit international research organization that comes at issues of public policy with no obvious point of view. They're really trying to find out what are the facts and make objective research and analysis. Most of their reports are peer-reviewed. They have a solid gold reputation. So, they are a very credible organization that has, among all of their public policy areas, a drug policy research center. They have agreed to undertake the study that the legislature asked the Shumlin administration to undertake. So, the legislature directed the Secretary of Administration's office to conduct a study on the taxation and regulation of legalized marijuana. The chair of the Senate Government Operations Committee also posed a number of additional questions that go to things like public health and public safety. Since this issue seems to be percolating across the country and at some point is going to be debated in the legislature. I mean, the governor's been clear that he'd like us to learn from the experience of other states. Whether this January the experience is enough to allow us to have that debate or not remains to be seen at this time. But eventually there is going to be that debate, and we want it to be a thorough discussion. This issue is a major public policy issue, and it is more complicated than most people might guess. We wanted to do a thorough study. It's interesting, Mark. When there was a news report shortly after the legislature adjourned that this study had been requested, my office received input all across, from across the country and within Vermont of people that would like to help, and RAND was one of them, and it seemed like they had, it seemed like they could be helpful because they have already done a lot of research for other states. They'd written a report for California, some of these issues are common across the states, if you are going to allow sales, what's the model? Is it like we do with our liquor stores in Vermont, or is it going to be more like, beer?
Mm-hmm.
And those are important questions. They've already done a lot of homework on it. So they should be able to, hit the ground running with us, and we intend to deliver a thorough analysis of all of the related issues with legalized marijuana. And if the legislature were to take it up this winter, we'll be prepared.
On the question of taxation, do you know how do these organizations estimate that?
I don't know the answer to that, Mark, but part of their study is going to be to estimate, what the projected usage would be in Vermont. And I'm not a public health expert, but, occasionally I've seen these studies, which I can't cite, right off the top of my head, to show, people in Vermont seem to smoke more than people in Mississippi or wherever it is, or less than people in Colorado. And I don't know how they do those studies, but there is a way to estimate. It's probably partially per capita and other ways.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, Colorado and Washington seem to be bringing in some money. Should revenue be a factor in this discussion?
Well, I think there are going to be a number of factors. Revenue would be one, but I think the most important one is public health. And, you can make an argument either way. I mean, as an individual, we'd want to make sure that we weren't, setting up a situation where our youth was going to be negatively impacted from a health perspective. I would guess that there's some people could make the argument that if you had a well-regulated system like we do with alcohol, you may be able to actually ensure that our young folks were less likely to be abusing marijuana. And I don't know the answer to that. That's the kind of question that that the RAND Corporation is going to help us analyze.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people have thought that, hey, if we legalize marijuana, our law enforcement costs would go down. I think what the researchers and advisors have told the state of Washington and probably Colorado, too, is that actually, at least for the first number of years, your law enforcement costs are going to go up because there's going to be, you know, a black market that's going to try to outdo the legal market. And, you're going to have to address that. That's one complication. You know, how you tax it's another. If you tax it by weight, then the incentive is for the producers to, you know, just make it more and more powerful so that you get a lot more bang for less weight. And what do you do about, you know, edible stuff? I don't know the answers to these. I'm not an expert in this, but the legislature asked the Secretary of Administration to do this study. The governor was committed to not doing a slapdash study, but to do one that actually, tried to objectively analyze all of the public policy issues and logistical issues around legalized marijuana. The RAND Corporation, you know, we've been working to try to convince them to do this for over a month. They needed to go out and raise some money to allow them to do the study. It turns out that it was easier to raise money from foundations and the like if you had a preconceived notion of what you wanted the outcome to be. Like if you were, what we're really trying to do is produce a study that will recommend legalization of marijuana or produce a study that recommends against legalization. It was easier to get funding. But to do an objective study where, you know, you're not coming at it with a preconceived end in mind, it was not as easy. And they were able to raise the money, and we're going to have a very professional and hopefully credible and believable, factual analysis of all the public policy issues. We intend to supplement that with public outreach in Vermont. And certainly our Commissioner of Public Safety has good contacts in Colorado and Washington, so he can learn and contribute with lessons from those states, as does our Commissioner of Liquor Control, Commissioner of Health. We will be doing work ourselves to supplement what RAND is doing. I know we've received a lot of input from Vermonters that are interested in this topic, and they want to make sure they have a say in the process, and that will happen along the way.
That's fascinating. You've got a study required by the legislature, and it's being funded privately. Who's actually paying the bill for RAND?
Well, the state is paying $20,000, and they raised around $100,000, just over $100,000, from a foundation called the Give Well Foundation.
You know anything about?
Not a whole lot of funders. I Googled them like a lot of people are about to, and it looks like it's a very objective group that basically tries to help people understand their primary mission is when people are giving money, are they giving money to a charity that actually, you know, does good work? RAND was out there talking to a number of people, and this is where they were able to generate the funds that allowed them to do the study. And it looks like they don't have any preconceived notion on this particular issue. But I think that, it's obvious around the country, the pros and cons of legalized marijuana is going to be debated in legislatures all over the country. So I think they were probably attracted to a state and an organization that actually doesn't have a preconceived notion in mind and wants to have an objective analysis and report on all of the public policy issues related to legalized marijuana and then all the logistical issues that go along with it. And, you know, what this report comes out with, for example, how much the usage might be might vary from state to state, but the issues of, you know, what kind of model do you want to have in terms of the sales methodology, or are you going to allow the equivalent of craft brewing in with craft growing, or are you going to prohibit that entirely? How are you going to tax it? What are the issues as far as public health and what happens to the young people? How do you deal with the black market? Those issues are common across the state. So I think probably they thought that this particular study would be useful not only for Vermont but also for any other state that might be addressing the issue.
Right. Do you see this realistically coming up in 2015?
Can't really say that. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the governor said he kind of would like to learn from the experience of other states. I'm certain there are a number of legislators that are intending to have this up for a serious debate this session. But whether it's this session, the next session, or the next session, you know, so when you sort of read the tea leaves across the country, it's hard to believe that in the state of Vermont this is not going to come up for a serious dialogue sometime in the near future, and we want to be prepared.
Last question. Do you see the revenue coming from this as in any way a way to provide a source for health care funding?
It's possible. But, you know, it's possible, but I can also say they're unrelated. You know, in other words, I haven't heard anything where the homework that's being done on the possible options to fund Green Mountain Care would rely on legalized marijuana. So, you know, I think that it would be more like if you did do it and if the revenues were there, I'm sure there are people who would say, hey, you know, like we do with cigarette revenue, some of it supports, you know, health care. There may be an effort to do that, but I know that the Shumlin team is analyzing the various options we might recommend for funding Green Mountain Care. At this time, at least, legalized marijuana is not part of the mix.
How are those models coming along, by the way?
Well, they're coming, and I would imagine that we will be ready to have a full-fledged debate in the coming legislative session.
Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mark.
Jeb Spaulding is the Secretary of Administration in the Shumlin administration, and we were talking about a study that was part of a piece of legislation ordered by the legislature. Interestingly, they didn't include any funding, apparently, or not much, $20,000. All right, so that's the latest on that. We're going to take a short break here. We'll dive into some of the incredible conflicts going on out there in the world, and we'll keep you up to date, too, the latest on this airplane that was shot down, the Malaysian airliner plane. Wow, amazing, huh? 2 months ago, one that disappeared out of the sky, and now another case involving the Malaysian Airlines. And this, right in the middle of the area where there's the Russian-Ukraine conflict. 244-1777 is our local number. You can also reach us toll-free at 877-291-8255. We'll take a short break. We'll be back in a moment.
It's the biggest weekend of the year at Airborne Park.